Now here's a third scenario. It's possible that the mayor got elected in 1980 under these conditions. Crime in 1970 was at an all-time high, close to 20. And in the decade from 1970 to 1980, the crime rate was dropping precipitously. The mayor gets elected in 1980, crime rates continue to drop, actually not as rapidly as they've been dropping before, and the mayor wants to take credit for reducing the crime rate. It seems it's a lot more difficult for the mayor to make that argument in the third case here than it was in either the second or first case. Again, the important part here is not whether the mayor did or didn't reduce crime, it's how your training in psychology and your training in measurement and quantification get you to ask questions that are a little bit better than most people would ask. So I would hope that one of the things that you would ask in a case like this is that question: what was going on, you know, before 1980? What is the total time series here, not just that little period of time that the mayor wants us to look at? Now, obviously, there are many other questions that we would ask, and some of them will be dealt with in 309. Some, you know, might require another course in experimental design. But at any rate, these are the kinds of things that, as a simple consumer of advertising and politics, you can think about from a statistical perspective.